This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough?
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spaga thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the tambourine again.
The Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. And yeah, listen, I mean, I get in text already. If you answered in the earlier shows, that's the earlier shows. I haven't even given my trivia yet. But you know, they saved the best for last, so you can hold on and wait. It's all good. I give it to you in a second. Caller, I see I get to you in a second as well. It is a Tuesday edition. You know, we got the Freeport Report lined up for you. All right, we will be talking to Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper in short order. All right, but a couple of little FYIs for you. Like to, you know, keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget, today's Tuesday, Crazy Tuesday. You got 5 pieces of chicken for 10 at KFC, all right? And then bucket it up this summer, people. Connect with your loved ones this summer with a bucket of delicious KFC fried chicken. Sharing is caring, Bahamas. So this summer, let's bucket together. KFC signature buckets make the perfect addition to any party or beach picnic. Complete with delicious fried chicken inside. You love KFC's buckets have got you covered this summer. Nobody does chicken like KFC. Let's bucket together. Don't forget that Crazy Tuesday going on as well. And don't forget, Collect is proud to be 50, so the Bear of the Bahamas has decided to give you the chance to be one of 5 $1,000 cash prize winners. Every week, starting June 30th, you can enter to win $1,000 at participating liquor stores and bars. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect, write your name, number, and email address on the back of your receipt to enter to win. All right? And don't forget, John's is the authorized distributor of Chefware, the most respected global culinary brand. John carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. And John's is now also carrying chef knife sets by Mercenary Culinary Tools that always make for a better chef. All of this available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta, and Carmichael. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 through Saturday. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. And don't forget, it's all about that strawberry cheesecake iced latte. All right, Bahamas, get ready for something very delicious this summer. Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. This delicious iced beverage features bold espresso with sweet strawberry marbled over milk and ice. Topped with velvety whipped cream and cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make it strawberry summer this year with strawberry cheesecake iced lattes available exclusively at your favorite Dunkin' locations. Because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And it's available for you at downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, and arrivals. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, before we get into everything, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm a pleasant good evening.
What you got for me, Buck and Mud Sparky?
Man, look here, if you listen to your voice though, a little while ago, that what do you call that, rambling, what you're going through? I thought they called me a bucket mouth, but I don't know what
voice note that was. You just
what they would, but I don't know what kind of label they'll put on you. How you remember all them things?
Which you talking about now?
You got to listen to yourself talk.
Which voice note this was, Parky? I got plenty voice notes out there. What's going on?
But you got to listen to you and take them talking baseball, all them figures and all them memories and things y'all could just talk off the top of your head. You must be you be reading from something. That can't be in your brain.
Man, I watched a lot of it, Sparky. Watched a ton of it.
But hey, you really good, Dan. I really bow down to you. You ain't no king. But I bow down to you to be in a bucket mouth. You're a ratchet jaw.
I's a ratchet jaw too, man. You know what I mean?
And you know, I send you every... A lot of people don't know. I hear them ridiculing me after I talk, but you need to do this to Sparky, do that to Sparky. You got all my voice notes and everything. I send everything I got to you because you in the master's best chat group. And you get everything. And if you get that last one I sent out, those people who's about me need to stand up and march and talk but brave and this and that. Tell them, let you listen to what I be telling them.
But Sparky, I got one voice note, but you circulating saying, you know, you encouraging people to march, but you might not march. I got your shirt. I got your double X for you.
I need a 3X.
All right, well, I can get you a 3X, and
I don't have no problem
a box of brown bottles for you, too.
I don't have no problem with that. The problem is, I have a car park out in front of my yard. I've been waiting. They promised me the car park was coming in last Tuesday. The car park ain't reached yet. The mechanic waiting to put a mass air sensor in my Nissan Maxima. That park out in the front there, I can't move. The person who used to take me round and round, help me out, they gone on a Caribbean cruise Saturday. So I locked down in here.
I'm marching ain't coming until in September, Sparky, yeah, so that cruise could be back.
But listen to me, Naughty. Lord, hear me out. I got a back problem and a shoulder problem. I'm being hit by the chiropractic and everything. So I locked down in Pride State. When I make my comments and stuff, I be making it not from the heart, from the brain. See, the heart is only an organ.
All right, let Sparky be can fix that. So, I can come for you, personally.
So what I'm saying
and I can
what,
pick you up, and I can take you out there with me.
We ain't talking about that. What we talking about is not about the bottom line, this is not about PLP after them. So when them people call in and ridicule me about Brave Davis, it's not about Brave Davis.
Well, what do you mean, Sparky? The current administration of the day is it playing all of this as well, too? Then you can't let them off the hook.
But it's about the Commonwealth of Bahamas and our future of our children.
Right, but
and
obviously we get to this point where we fed up because we've been reminded by this administration again that we voted in a failing administration that's not serving Bahamians. That is why they have to be part of this collective
so
and past administrations
need,
as well, red
we
and yellow.
We don't need them to bring the tank from the Doggone Defense Force. We don't need them to bring the defense force.
For what?
The
protest?
The police.
That we are entitled and have a right to do as citizens
but
of this country? What you mean?
We need a bunch of police on Bay Street, a bunch of AK-47s.
They can come watch.
Barricades and dogs and everything.
Why?
We just want to say.
But we could have a PLP rally in the middle of one the other day, making all kind of noise, condoning Keith Bell, who hasn't been fired or resigned yet. Come on, Sparky, now.
But see...
Come on now, don't get me, don't make me play like this a voice note and have to light you up, man, because look like you're deflecting and defending the indefensible right now, Sparky.
We don't light up one another. You know what we trying to do? We trying to light up the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, our flag,
if we trying to light them up, we got to hold all administrations, past and present, and accountable for where we at today, as well as ourselves for being the conked to repeatedly keep electing these individuals to do us the way they've been doing us.
Naughty, we still got to hold our leaders to our flag, our emblem, and our rights, our constitution and everything. And we don't care who we put down there. They got to let us know. You care how big grown men fooling with and letting him out with an ankle bracelet and all kind of things. These things got to stop in the country. It got to stop.
Right.
There's so much things got to stop in this country. And we got to stop these lawyers taking these criminals to school, the court, getting them out on bail. The fella thief some car park the other day, couldn't get bail. The other fella killed somebody, but he got bail.
Well, I tell you, Sparky, we got
to... Because the lawyers getting people off, they getting paid. Everybody, it's corrupt. Everybody getting...
So what about them lawyers we elected as politicians who could change the loopholes in the law but refusing to change the loopholes in the law? You got to call it 400, Sparky. You can't go with kid gloves on this. You got to put on iron, cast iron, you know, chain mail gloves like the knights used to wear and box some of these politicians up because that's what they need. But you all right with me, Sparky? I can get you on the march anyway still. I got your XXX and your brown bottles. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll try to get down to Freeport for the Freeport Report. And we'll be opening up the lines as well if you can't get through to Freeport. We got lots to talk about. And we're keeping it full 100 on this show. Objective right down the middle. Anyhow. Boy, Sparky, sound like you're speaking out of two tree mouth today, boy. I don't know which mouth you was talking out of today. Anyway, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads. We're about to go to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper lined up, ready to go have a good conversation with both of them. But before we get down there, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How you doing, my little brother? How you doing,
baby? Hey, what's going on, Double J? What's happening?
I'm fine, man. You need to come to the base, man. I got all my boys. I'm here, and everybody wants shakes, man. Before you go to the talk show tomorrow, come to and talk to the boys, man.
All right, all right. I'll have to pass through there, JJ.
I'm far too, and I'm, when you see your coat, I'm your comrade, the guy from Grandmama, I'm the grandfather. He owe me $10, man, because he's eating about my time, man. That's why I don't call this show, man.
All right.
Same like you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks to take my call.
No problem, man. What you got for me today, bro?
Man, nothing, man. I'm happy, man.
You happy? Sound like you've been drinking a lot of Bush beer today, man. What got you so happy, man?
I don't start it after 12.
All right. 12 in the day or 12 in the night? Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
8 o'clock, I'd be sleeping. You know, I wake up early in the morning and back at the farm.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
So, you just happy today. What got you happy today, JJ? JJ gone. All right, JJ's happy, folks. JJ wanted to share with everybody that he's happy today, and I appreciate that. At least somebody's happy today. Like just genuinely happy. Anyhow, Talking Heads, Garden Ready Man, 6.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey.
Hey.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you. What's going on, GNN?
Right here, man. Right here. I called her. And I, you see why we just got to jump on Sparky? Sparky's the fifth caller, man.
Man, Sparky talking about the tree farm out today, boy. Boy, he's backtracking. I had them roller skate on him.
All the time, naughty.
And he's skating in reverse, like at the old skating rink.
I dare say Sparky's 70-something now. We got one more shot at trying to right this boat, get this ship right, this ship of state. And he talking about he got back from him. Listen, let's back the last time we had a demonstration. I got a cast from my ankle straight up to my groin. You understand? I can't even walk. But guess what? I was out there in a wheelchair. You understand me?
Yep.
We got to show support, naughty. He can't be back.
You can't talk about it. You got to be about it.
Be about it now, man. This is the second 50 years, you know. You understand? And that's basically what I call the butt spark you on blast, man. You look like all you could do is hide behind a microphone. Boy,
the tester just hit me up and said, boy, naughty, after those folks paid Sparky a visit, he's been backtracking. He can't believe he did this to the country. Throw him a contract and he won't talk against the PM again.
Yeah, he's scared to lose that little piece of property. He ain't got no road. Car getting the back there. He's scared to lose that, you see? But you got to be a man, man. You got to be a man.
You got to walk it how you talk it and talk it how you walk it?
Yeah, you see, his son was fortunate enough to be somewhere in Canada learning how to fly. My children and my grandchildren ain't that fortunate. They're here. So I got to leave something for them here.
Well, you know. And, go ahead.
And in any event that his son have children, they may want to come back here. He ain't looking that far.
Some got to be there left for them, for generations
exactly,
to come.
Exactly.
We got to leave something here that says we are the Bahamas and we were Bahamian and we are still Bahamian.
Exactly. And then I hear from a boy. My partner in crime for a little while, JJ.
What's up, man? JJ just called in from you.
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm saying. I hear from him for a little while. That's my boy.
JJ say he happy.
You know what I mean? Huh?
JJ say he happy.
Why is only Wally boy could have gone in JJ shack 3 months before John could do?
But you was a Wally boy, boy?
All my life.
I've been letting you call the show all this time and you was a Wally? Yeah, Jesus. Mr. Producer, by like in December, don't take this by call at all. I'll see you in January.
I gotta go in J Shock 2 months before and JJ Shock 3 months before. That's how cool I is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, all my put a bias on. Listen, my t-shirt, man, what you said?
I got you covered with your t-shirt, man. You straight. I can let y'all know when we dispersing them and all of that, man. Y'all just take
Sparky
your time.
I hear Sparky putting in special order, but he wants VX. You ain't asked me what size I swear.
Man, I know what size you are. You use a strong extra large.
But I two X, man.
Are you 2X? All right, we got you covered with 2X, and you covered.
Yeah, man, naughty. All right, man.
Man, look here, we getting 3X for Sparky so we can put it in his mouth so he can talk out of one mouth. That's the cover of the rest of them mouths.
We don't want game, no 3X, man. We need that 3X out there.
That's for somebody who got to take Google. Be out there and be about it. I with you.
You know what I mean? Be out there. I spreading the word, and I letting people know this one ain't like the last one because a lot of them skeptical.
Don't worry
but
about
I
it.
I say naughty ain't like that. I say naughty ain't. Apolitical.
If me wanting Jesus got to walk out there, then I could do it.
No, but I could be ready rolling on the side of you.
Then we all good. Only take two to get a party started. But what Rob Bay say? It takes two to make a thing go right, right? All
right, 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 right.
So
right,
we make it happen.
Right,
all right, brother. We'll talk soon. Yeah, be safe, GNN. All right, let's get to Freeport, man. We got Freeport chiming in. We got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper with us today, man. And we have a good conversation with them. Obviously, we'll talk to Sarah at first. Get all the, you know, the good stuff out of the way, what's going on in Grand Bahama. And me and Don will chop it up with the bad and the ugly. What's going on to both of you? Glad to have both of you here. Hope all is well with you and yours.
Good to be on,
so,
I'm laughing. You're having a good day today.
Boy, I tell you, man, I'm happy because JJ's happy. You see what I'm saying? JJ's spreading the happiness.
Yeah, So sorry we missed you last week. That was my fault. I wanted to apologize.
No worries, man. It's all good, man. But let us know about the O2
Resort. It was all good. I was promoting Grand Bahama.
I know you. You do a great job of that. But what's up with the O2 Resort and Marina? All right. I see the big headlines promises a different kind of product for Grand Bahama.
It's good. It's happening. So they say they're doing really well. There's a good update here. For those of you who are trying to figure out where this is, it's next door to the, oh, Lord, now I've forgotten where the apartments are. Darren, help me out. I swear I'm getting old-timers.
Is this the old Runnymede Marina?
No, this is right next to, it's going to be right next to where, not Redbeard's was, the apartment building next door to them. They've already started building. They've already put construction up. The docks are going in. So it's good to see this happening with more, hopefully, to come on the island. And, you know, it's all the spark we need. Just need that airport. Just a little bit.
So, yeah, the airport's definitely important. But, I mean, I'm looking at the renderings, though, Sarah. This looks pretty impressive. Marina?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. All very high-end. The buildings that are, the houses that are coming to us are really great second homes. I mean, we really are the perfect second home market. And that's how we're being sold really to a lot of people these days. We're 30 minutes by flight, two to 5 hours on a boat, depending on what kind of boat you have. And we also have such a fantastic canal system and lots of space for boats. We're in Fort Lauderdale in Florida. They're running out of, docks to put boats in. So this is perfect for us. And it actually ties right into the other two stories that we have in the paper, because we had 23 boats over the weekend before for this fantastic tuna frenzy they did with Everybody Come Florida to support this great event. And it was packed down in West End. All the hotels were packed. All the docks were packed. These guys were having a fantastic time fishing. They were spending money and really having a great fundraiser for this beautiful lady, Dana, who unfortunately had passed away, and she loved the Bahamas and loved to fish.
Well, I see it was well attended, though. Good word for that, too. Frenzy.
It was packed down there, and you should have seen the fish. It was phenomenal. I went down there just to have a look, and I could not believe it. And then when I heard this story, that's how we ended up doing something on it. But it was packed, and everybody I talked to could not say enough about Grand Bahama, how great it was to be there, how easy, accessible it was, where they were staying at three different resorts down there. They were all full. So that was really great, and great for the West End community as well. So that was good. They had Blue Marlin Cove, Old Bahama Bay, all packed out, and all with these fishermen that were having a great weekend there. And luckily, the weather was phenomenal. And then speaking of housing and stuff and keeping things full, they realized how successful the Wassum School is. And that's our medical school that opened up. And they're now having their next set of students coming in. They started coming in smaller ways at first at, like, I think 10 to 15 students. Now they're coming in each quarter at a batch of 50. I actually know one of the young boys that is graduating next week, and he just said the program was phenomenal for him. He's now leaving here. He's been here for 3 years. No, 2 years, sorry. And he's going off to the States to get his residency. But they're looking for housing here on the island. So we're trying to help them get the word out that they're looking for more housing for students that are coming in. You know, these are medical students. They've going into their training program. And this is big news for Grand Bahama. People don't realize how much, like this shipyard, how much this helps our community and keeps our economy rolling.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, when you look at it, it's really great. Blossomed over the years. And I think it's something that needs to be supported, because obviously now you're getting the college town kind of feel surrounding. So if you can get that to blossom out, then it can be lucrative to everybody involved.
It is. It really is fantastic. And you know, obviously it helps the supermarkets, the laundromats, the convenience stores. Everybody benefits, the restaurants, everything. And everybody knows these kids as they go around. They're like the Wassum kids. They're all the medical, and they're also helping out in the community as well. Like, they're supporting local events and they're being volunteers. They're working with Bahamas National Trust. I know they've also been helping with that. We're looking to help us with the Bernie Butler swim coming up. So So this, it's a great win-win for us with this community coming in. And you can't see them because they're so hidden behind on the main road. But the school is phenomenal, and what they built there was beautiful. So this is a plus for us. And then we also had Royal Caribbean here last week looking at a job fair, which was great. They said it went really well. Great turnout. So that was super. And, you know, I don't want to lose any more people off the island, but these are great jobs for people that are looking for work and transient work where they can go and work here, maybe come back and open up their own business and do something else. So this is great. And I'm so pleased they were recruiting here. And then I had to kind of make a shout out because I'm a bit of a theater kid. So leader camp back at the Regency, which is, we've announced a lot how that's come back after Dorian, which took us a long time to rebuild because obviously after the hurricane, the first thing you're not rebuilding is your theater. You're rebuilding homes. You want people back in their homes. So it took us a while to get to the theater. It was great to see such talent on the stage. Total overact. And that was super for us. So that's my good wrap up for you, boys.
There you go, boy. You got plenty, plenty good. And of course, you're going
to
get the supplement every Tuesday in the Guardian. All right. You know, spend the money and get that Grand Bahama new supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian and find out what's going on. Stay up to snuff with everything in Grand Bahama. Now, Sarah, you know, we appreciate you chiming in. But now that we got the Pollyanna segment over and all the goodness out of the bay, let's talk to Darren. So we can get a little sobering dose of reality.
He will. And I do want him to address the airport situation because that's important.
And
I hope he's on that.
That's one of my first texts. Naughty asked Darren about the airport. That's literally one of my first texts. So, Darren, how goes it? How are you? And what's going on with the airport in Grand Bahama?
Hey, Naughty. Hey, guys. Good to be on air with you. Naughty, you know, it's so interesting that you'd ask that question. I had the great fortune a few days ago in speaking with one of the members on the new board that has the responsibility for the airport to tell me how impressed that I am going to be when they unveil the plan. And I told him, you know, you guys have been talking so long. Could you hurry up, unveil the plan so that we could see something? And I go back from April, I think from the Business Outlook, when we supposed to see movement on that property for God knows, for like, I think 1 week later, we supposed to see the demolition of that old building. It is still there. No unveiling of the plan. Look like the board is lost. They don't know where they are. They don't know who they working with. It is one big mess. And I could say that I think the governor literally stopped talking about Grand Bahama because we don't hear nothing from the DPM. I couldn't hear the last time he was in Grand Bahama. And I don't even know if the prime minister remembers Grand Bahama still exists. So I don't have anything on the airport other than a bunch of talks and promise that we've been promised to see months ago. And so I hope the good member, he'd be able to tell them, come unveil something. I do know that management or position of management has since changed since the new design or the cabinet visit to Grand Bahama. They now have someone new in charge who I believe the young man that I'm being told that's now in charge. I believe that he has the ability to take the airport where it needs to go. He's been in the industry for many years. He knows the airport. He knows the ins and outs about the whole facility. And so I think he will do well if they can just unveil something. But I don't have anything on the airport other than talks.
All right, let's go to the next Elefante in Grand Bahama. What about the hospital, Darren? What's the update on the hospital?
Well, I know that there is a community clinic that is being built. That was the groundbreaking of the community clinic. It's called the Freeport Clinic. It is not a hospital. It is just an outpatient facility that is now being built. Groundbreaking was for. It's not a hospital. It won't give us extra beds that we need in Grand Bahama. It won't give us wards. It won't make space for maternity, for pregnant patients. It is an outpatient clinic facility that is set to be built in 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. is what we're going to get. So probably after the election or right before the election, we'll do a groundbreaking for a hospital. But we wouldn't see it in this administration. So there's nothing new on the hospital other than the trailer park that I think in another couple of days should be ready
finally,
to be used.
Finally done, yeah. We should have an update on that. We're going to have an update on that next week.
Yeah, so that there, that's a trailer park. Now, I'm not even talking about. There's a trailer park where they remove the staff parking, and they put some trailers in there. And so we should see that opening in the few days. One of the things, while we're talking about hospital, Grand Bahama do not have a functioning, working MRI machine. But yet we care about Grand Bahama. We care about the well-being of the people. But a private facility has the only MRI machine, which has been down for weeks. I can't say month. And so, bunch of talks a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, they had a sudden death in Western, and the residents have been calling for an ambulance to be stationed in 8 Mile Rock. It took the ambulance an hour to get from Freeport after dealing with other patients to West End. And by the time they get there, the person was, from what I've been told, was suffering a heart attack. And he passed away. He could have probably made it. They went to the clinic in West End to get the doctor, but the doctor said they can't move because they had no car. So there was no station, government car for the doctor to go to the community. And so, we talk about caring about Grand Bahama and the little basic set of things that's needed for the island to be able to function. We're still struggling with. We're still working with nine beds for surgical and nine beds for medical on an island like Grand Bahama. But yet we care about it. The hotel is a done deal. Ain't no deal behind it.
I was just going to ask you, a taxi just chimed in, Darren.
They're renovating the old prop club, and hopefully the government will be able to open it back up soon. So from what I'm seeing now from the beach side of the property, is renovations going on some of the restaurants and trying to get them open because government can't seem to get itself. So that's what the government's doing now with the Alukaya property.
So it's minimum movement on the hotel, because I got texts asking, will the hotel be up and running?
Probably in 2028 sometime.
Oh, boy. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I got a couple of callers here. Let's see if they got questions for Grand Bahama.
We got stuff we got to sort out here, Darren. You're nailing it all. And if you don't mind me saying, Naughty, on the hospital, what the frustration is, people aren't waiting on the outside anymore, which is good. You can go in, but it's still not functioning properly. There are some great doctors and nurses and staff working there, but it must be so frustrating for them. They don't have enough beds. There's people who have to go into the emergency. They check in there to have surgery in the hospital, and there's sometimes not a bed for them at midnight, and it's crazy. It's just not happening there. And it really needs to get sorted out, but for the health of the island and everything that we've been through.
Well, right now,
I just wanted to back Darren up on that.
When you talk about the medical, the emergency part of the hospital, is one thing. And again, you still don't have adequate space. They would have used. They've been using the waiting area of the emergency part where persons would wait to see doctor as an emergency room and bed space, because again, the previous administration would have done this big $1 million renovation, but it took it from the hospital size to an actual clinic size. And so, we've continued to suggest that government invest in the 8 Mile Rock Clinic, invest in the West End Clinic, invest in the Hawksville Clinic, invest in the High Rock Clinic, and make these facilities a 24-hour facilities where persons in the nearby neighborhood would be able to utilize these facilities and making sure that they have emergency access point to capacity. We got the nurses. We just don't have the space at the main site. So if we could now use these, especially Eight Mile Rock being the largest settlement in Grand Bahama, we should be able to open up the Eight Mile Rock Clinic and let it function as a 24-hour facility and put in some makeshift trailers to allow it to be some wards, spaces for persons in that area. But we're just talking. We got a government who just wants to shoot the breeze from Nassau, but don't fully understand the functioning of Grand Bahama. But they care about us. But they don't understand the functioning. And if they would come off their high horse and come to Grand Bahama and listen to the people who've been here long enough, who could tell them some of the easiest route they could take to better serve the people. They won't do it. They're too high up there.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mr. Naughty.
Yes, sir.
I have to give you a history because that particular person who called incomplete, you will hit me left, right, and center unless you know the history.
All right, Sparky, but you ain't got to give me history now. You still calling and all that. We talking in Grand Bahama right now.
Yeah, but I thought you was moving. I was trying to get you before the 5 o'clock hour when you talked smart.
All right. But Sparky, real quick, what's the history real quick?
What I was saying, in 1958, when my mother gave Gus Cooper those, the first sponsorship for
for the Valley Boys, correct. You told the story many times.
So I told the story over and over. When I took with Philip Box, founded the first banner, and all the Gully Indians and all of them people went with the first banner. The gentleman that just called, all the slimy and all of them used to be Valley Boys. I took the first banner at 7 years old because I couldn't stay home at night. My mother was working at a hospital. And when we went at the Valley Boys, I tried to get it quick to say, I used to be able to walk in all the slimy and wooler and all of their doggone shacks whenever I wanted to as a Valley Boy. I'm trying to tell that doggone, that gentleman, that I don't talk that in 1978, when I, as a 25th Masonic Lord, St. James, organized a blood march from Rawson Square to the blood bank, and the Masonic Lords donated 195 pints of blood in 1 month, which is still the history at the blood bank today. When I also, with the pigs, organized the kids and kites gadgets on the Western Fort 3 years in a row, where all the children in the Bahamas being able to get everything free from all the Mortimer candy kids.
All right, Sparky, what's your point, though? Because I got to get to your point, because I got callers on the line.
The point is, the things that I have done in this country and organized, the gentleman was talking about me just talking. You don't know the things that I have already done.
Right. Okay, so I'm glad you made...
I did some things around here. I organized a drive-thru with the CB.
Yeah, call me tomorrow, Sparky, and list them off so you can get on it. But I got to get Freeport wrapped up today, and I want to be sure.
He's talking about Sparky. I was doing it on Bay Street before he even knew what John could do.
All right, Sparks. Take care. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96...
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
Laughing at myself. You know, let me wrap it up real quick. Two things. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you how to fix it. What happened was in 1969 when I was born, there was a speech, bend or break, for Freeport. And there are two people listening over there. Listen carefully. Bend or break. It didn't bend. It broke. So enjoy your brokenness. Now let's move on. What's the solution? Because we see it's broke. We see you crying. You got all kind of ministers over there. And you got a minister of Grand Bahama. That's an extra position that you pay VAT on. And I don't know what you get for it. In the private sector, we'd fire you. You fired all six of them. But how do you fix Freeport, Naughty?
Tell me, Graham. Tell me how you fix it.
It's quite simple. Freeport should look something between Morocco and Taiwan. You see, Taiwan's about to get their backside kit, like Hong Kong did. You invite them to come to Freeport, and we'd be the chip capital of the world and hemisphere. And you all got a distribution shipping point there. It's perfect to do. Now, banking 2.0. We know it's going digital and crypto. We make that the Morocco of the hemisphere. Listen, we partner equally, joint venture, with the foreign people and the locals over there, and we'll never have to work again. You hear what I'm telling you? But you don't want that. You love crying. You ain't got no hospital. In 50 years, you haven't got a new hospital. Now, I'm not calling nobody stupid, but I mean, if you're going to keep voting for the same two people who ain't give you a hospital, got you like an animal in the Humane Society, wouldn't give you a hospital in 50 years, I dare you to vote for those two again. That make any kind of sense to you, Naughty?
So how we fix it, though, Graham?
Lord, I just told you how to fix it.
You talk about a hospital not being put up there. They ain't put up a new hospital in New Providence in 50 years yet.
Bro, and you still go vote for the same
people. Well, yeah, okay then.
I told you how to fix it. And wrapping up, the fix is this. You need someone with the vision to invite Taiwan, who's about to get taken over by China like Hong Kong did, to bring the chip manufacturing capital of the world right here one day away from the United States of America. And you know this thing is going crypto and digital currency. You can do banking 2.0 in Freeport. It will be somewhere between Morocco, stupid rich, Taiwan, extra rich. You wouldn't have to work again. But
oh, we got to have another SBF, FTX finale fiasco again.
No, no. You see, FTX is when you let a young man come down here and swing you because you didn't listen to Graham and some others on Guardian Radio in 2017 tell you how to do it right. Now, when you want to do the show on how to fix Graham Bahama, you let me know.
Next Tuesday, you and Don Cooper could be my guest.
No problem. And bring on your boy Wayne Johnson because he had sense, too. You know what? Fender break. It broke. What you want me to do? I can tell you how to fix it, though, next week, Tuesday.
Next week, Tuesday. Let's see you, Graham. Oh, boy. Let's get to the break. But before we get to the break, Don, I'm sure you got anything else to add before we get out of here. I thought those would have been potentially, you know, questions for Freeport, not just, you know, running out.
I look forward to next week's conversation. Definitely wherever I may be in the world, I will be logged in and definitely logged on.
Because who lives in Freeport should really, you know, speak on Freeport.
Agreed.
That's fine, but you know, we're always open. I don't throw anything in the garbage until, you know, I conclude that it can be used, and so I'm always open to hear people's views and opinion. And so I look forward to the conversation. Graham Bahama do need help. We need hope. And all we've been getting, we've been recycling with the possibility or the hopes of being able to get some things, and unfortunately, we've not been getting it other than a bunch of broken promises, empty promises that's not been fulfilled. And so thanks for having me and look forward to next week's conversation.
And thank you for keeping it so candid, Don, because, you know, I won't lie. We got a set of texts. All right, Naughty, what Sarah got to say? We might have the good stuff. We need some refreshing news. Then we got another set of stuff. Okay, now Sarah finished. You tell Don bring the real now because I wouldn't know what's going on.
No, I like Darren knows what he's saying.
And it works.
Because we've been talking about this because we've got this whole situation with the Port Authority. But Darren and I believe in the Port Authority the way that it should run properly. The problem is Port Authority aren't getting along and it's not helping our situation. And we need that to get resolved. And we need these people, anybody, to stop arguing and work together to make Grand Bahama work. We have a gorgeous island. We have beautiful streets. We have a laid out city. We have room for growth. We have everything, but things do not get approved the right way. It is not a one-stop shop. There are a lot of difficulties that make things not work for us. And we have the same issues that NASA has issues with, with immigration problems and other things like this and customs and duty and bonded issues. But at the end of the day, we have to get our government officials and our Port Authority to work together to make it happen. The way that the port agreement was set up is a successful piece of legislation. And the people that work here, the licensees, want it to work this way. But we have to get our government and Port Authority working together. Darren, would you agree with that?
I agree. I've been telling them a long time. Let's get to the round table and have a real conversation. Governments, there's no need for them to get to the round table because they've been talking a long time. But ain't nothing happening. So I know who they're talking to.
All right, man. Well, we got to get to the break. But I appreciate both of you. Have a great week. And we'll talk again next Tuesday.
All right.
Thanks. I wasn't too Pollyanna.
No, man. I know you got a little fired up there. I see you throw down a little bit. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be getting into the news. And at 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports as the Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads continues
Can I say something on sports, please? One second.
Go ahead.
If you do cover the women's soccer, it's been phenomenal. And I'm so upset. I've been a big role media about the fact that they are not showing the women's games on mainstream. We're still having to go to Telemundo and all these other places to find the FIFA World Cup games. They are selling out.
All right, Sarah, you've gotten equal pay now. Just relax. You get equal coverage next go round. Okay, just calm down, Sarah.
No, I want it now.
Yellow card, Sarah. Yellow card.
No, red card, man. Like we had Colombia, Nigeria, Haiti, and Jamaica. Just, it was amazing. We should see it everywhere.
All right. I can't give you a red card because we got to get to the break. But we'll talk next week. All right. Y'all keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, please get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, so we're talking sports. And Pearlie will be zooming in short on. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm pissed, but I'm here.
Okay. Why? Because I made a reference to you being a certain kind of soccer? Is that what it was? My text?
No.
Because you're used to that. You're used to that.
No, I mean, you being facetious.
My unpleasantries, yes.
Yes.
My shade, my salt.
Yeah. No, the Dodgers had a trade with Detroit for Eduardo Rodriguez. And the guy, pull his no-trade clause and say he don't come to L.A. I can't believe you coming from a last-place team to a first-place team, chance to play in the playoffs, and you don't want to come? Stay where you is.
Boy, I tell you, Pearlie, how does it feel to be jilted? Y'all done traded for everybody named Ma over the last week, but now you don't get him, you upset.
I wanted him. Maybe need a nice little left-hand pitcher we needed him, but that's all right. There's more to come. Hey, still got 50 more minutes, 48 more minutes.
You don't miss your boy Turner in Boston?
I do, you know.
Leading the league in RBI since June or July or something, June or whatever.
Last 29 games, yeah. Last 29, last 30 games. Yeah, he's been up
he
ripping. Ready to come off the ball. But this is what he does. In August, July, August, when he started hitting the ball.
Now, you know what? San Diego would have been smart to try to move Manny Machado the way he'd been hitting the ball recently. He was number two on that list. And not even trying to trade Manny.
Nobody wants Manny. Manny has got a terrible attitude.
But Manny can hit the crap out of the ball.
He sure can. But I thought they were going to... They may pull the trigger on Juan Soto.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Soto and Machado, two different players right there.
Yeah, but Machado is a fixture at San Diego. They ain't going nowhere.
I personally believe that Manny Machado might end up in Dodger Blue one day, Pearlie.
No.
You don't think
he's
so?
He's not liked tonight. He made some comments. When he left, when he San Diego, he said, "Oh, he'll win a World Series," which didn't happen. And then he made some derogatory comments. So no, Dodger fans don't like him. Whenever San Diego beat the Dodgers, he comes to the bat, they boo him for the whole time.
It's a long history there, Pearlie. You know,
it is.
So, I don't know, but how many minutes left? 58 minutes?
46 minutes left.
Wow. And
so, by the time we come off the show, most of the trades will be done. You know, you see, Verlander went back to Houston.
Yeah, Verlander went back to Houston for sure. Statboy was ecstatic about that earlier. He said Houston going to make
that's
a run now.
That's a good move for him. That's a good move. He should have never leave Houston.
You know, Verlander, that's a good move for him to get back there, too. I mean, he was all right with the Mets, made some money, but that's all right, though.
And the Mets are giving Houston $58 or $50-some million to take him.
But you want, yeah, saying I have no Bobby Bonilla situation going on ever again in their lifetime. But listen, I agree with Statboy. Houston now with Verlander back with what they got, they've become an instant contender.
Oh yeah. No. They've become the AL favorite.
Exactly.
It'll be great to watch them and the Rangers go at it. So him and Scherzer pitch against each other. Scherzer, that'd be nice to see.
Correct. I mean,
so that threw a nice curveball in the American League. It'd be nice to see. So I think Houston is now the front runner in the American League with that one pickup.
Houston has really escalated with that move, though, Pearlie. I can't lie.
Yeah. That was a good move.
And he
continues to pitch in the way he's pitching now. They should be they in the running to repeat as World Series champs.
Very good position. If you look at where they are now, they're only half a game behind the Rangers at 60-47.
Yeah.
Who thought the Rangers would have been 60-46 at this stage of the game?
The Rangers don't surprise me, you know, because they should have done that last year when they picked up Corey Seager and Seaman. They should have been the team last year, but they just couldn't get it together. Seager got hurt. Seaman was hurt. They just didn't get the act together, but they're playing what I thought they would do.
Now, the problem is they're 3-7 in the last 10 games. They've lost three straight.
Yeah.
The Astros are 6-4. I think they're going to make a move, but the Rangers and the Astros are definitely in contention for that wild card.
Yeah.
Because right now, the Orioles are number one, Rangers number two, Twins number three, Rays number four. That's based on division leads. On division leads. Then the Rays is the number one wild card. Astros is number two. And then you got six, seven, and eight, all the way down to the Yankees, all separated by 3.5 games. Mariners by 3.5.
You've been three games out of the wild card.
Out of the wild card. The Yankees need to seriously focus on playing for the wild card right now.
The Yankees, you haven't pulled the trigger on anything.
And nothing.
You'll need an outfielder.
I think what Junior Steinbrenner is going to do this offseason, what Hank is going to do, pull a page out of Daddy's book. You know what that is, right?
Spend money.
Open up the checkbook, baby. Open up the checkbook.
You better do that because, you know, everybody else doing it.
When you got small market teams outplaying, big market teams, you need to revisit how you're spending your money.
Yeah, but these small market teams are really good talent, and this is August. Let's see in another 30 days how they separate, you know?
All right.
Let's press your ball now. August is they call it the dog days of summer. Let's press your ball.
We got we'll talk some more baseball before it's done, if any updates come through on the trades and who we like tonight a little bit later on. But I just got an interesting text, Purdy, and I don't know if you saw it over the weekend, but I watched it. Naughty, what did you think about the Terrence Crawford Spence fight? Crawford convincingly beat Spence. Now, I'll be honest with you, all right?
Uh-huh.
I was a big fan of Spence. I talked about him on the show. And he had everybody in that division. He beat the toughest competition in that division. But when it came to Terrence Bud Crawford, he was the man on Saturday night. I watched it. The first round, Spence won. And every round after that, Crawford won. In dominating fashion. Three knockdowns. There was no covering for it. Spence was clearly outclassed. I think it had more to do with coaching rather than fighting. Because I still would put Spence up as one of the pound-for-pound best boxers. Skill-wise, there is. But his corner was clearly outcoached.
Would you safely say that Crawford is probably the best fighter pound for pound right now?
No, because I got a couple of people I can throw in there. You cannot disregard Gervonta Tank Davis in any way, shape, or form.
You can't.
All right.
Crawford putting a good argument after Saturday night.
Crawford is putting a good argument there. But, you know, you also got Devin Haney Jr., who's quite a talented young man. You also have... Now, listen, I'll be honest with you. They have a couple of fighters that are in that talk. And Jermell Charlo is another one.
Yep, I've heard of him. I haven't seen him fight, though.
But I'm telling you,
watched the fight, and I just had it on ESPN. I said, hey, let's see what's going on. And man, I sat there and I was mesmerized. Yes, I was mesmerized by that fight.
It was a great fight, Pearly. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm thinking the name that you really have to watch out for, though, if Crawford wants to claim that title as best pound for pound, his next fight needs to be against Jerron Ennis, who's 31-0. Out of Philadelphia.
Same
welterweight.
Okay.
That's somebody who he needs to fight. If he wants to be and claim to be the man, Jerron Ennis is the only thing holding him from that title right now, because Spence was one and he discarded Spence. Now, should there be a rematch? Yes, there should be a rematch. Okay. And I think there's a clause in every champion's contract that they get a rematch.
Well, it's up to the... He can ask for it if he wants it.
Right, and I think they should do...
That beating he takes out, he may not want to go through that again.
But if he asks for it and he's motivated enough to go and he's fighting with a chip on his shoulder, we might be on to a great series in boxing, Pearly.
You would make it.
No, what if? Just hear me out. What if Spence wins the second match? Now you got to have a rubber match.
Then you got to have a rubber match,
That goes up there with Duran and Leonard. That goes up there with Hagler and Leonard. Come on, man. That goes up there with Leonard and Hearns. Come on.
Yeah. But I was very impressed with Crawford. I was impressed with his work, his footwork. I was very impressed
I tip my hat. You could ask that where I was like, by the third round, it's like, Crawford's going to win this fight. two ways. Unanimous decision, or he's going to knock him out at some point.
I thought it was going to end in seven. I thought it was going to end in the seventh round when he put him down.
And the knockout came. But it proves to you as well, too, though, that I really think that the undoing of Errol Spence was that corner.
Think so?
His corner let him down because, listen, when Bud Crawford came out fighting Southpaw, all right, and he's a righty, then you should have had a counteraction to go with that. You should have expected that. You should have known, okay, he can come and fight a Southpaw. Let's see what he does with that. So you should have been able to counteract because it's called... Crawford was well prepared top to bottom. But like I said, if he wants to claim that title as best pound for pound, he got one more to go, and that's Jerron Ennis. And that dude is a monster. 31-0. Checks out all the boxes. So let's see.
But we'll know in a couple months.
Crawford to me, right, pound for pound, best on the planet.
Yeah.
Do I think Floyd Money Mayweather in his prime would make short work of all of them? Yes. Would he make them look bad with his defense? Yes. Now, the way I saw Bud Crawford fight on Saturday night, I would have loved to see him take on a Roberto Duran, a Tommy Hearns, or a Sugar Ray Leonard in their prime.
Because
He evoked memories the way they fought, Pearly. He evoked memories of Duran with the punching power in both hands. He evoked memories of Tommy Hearns getting out there with the reach and the jab, making people look stupid. And then he exhibited the IQ and the ring demeanor and the sweet science of Sugar Ray Leonard.
He really did.
Bud Crawford, I don't normally jump on dudes who I pick against, but listen, he made a believer out of me. Can't run from it.
You and I spoke about this before.
And Gardner used to call in a lot talking about Terrence Bud Crawford. Gardner been on Crawford for a long time, so I give Gardner his credit for being on Crawford's bandwagon, like I was on Spence.
Yes. Because
if Spence would have won this fight, I'd have been the first to say, I told you so from months ago. So it is what it is. But I did mention Jerron Ennis back in the day. He was upcoming. Yeah. He's had four fights since then. 1-4, 3 by knockout. I think he's next one primed. And listen, there's that Japanese fighter as well, too. Can't think of his name right now, but he's undefeated as well. And he's pretty solid his own right.
Okay. Did you see the preliminary with
Pitbull?
Oh, goodness. With the Mexican guy and the Filipino guy.
Who you mean, Pitbull?
Was it Pitbull? No. Oh, crap. What's the name?
That was an earlier fight. I probably was at Joker's. I caught the last two. I caught Pitbull, Spence, and Crawford.
No, it was. I can't remember. It was the Mexican kid. The Filipino kid was favored, and the Mexican kid beat the powder out of him, too. And it was a unanimous decision.
Yeah, there were a lot of upsets on that card that night.
Yeah, but that was a good card, though. That was a really good card.
It was an entertaining fight. So to that texter, hopefully we answered your questions. I still think Jerron Ennis is the next hurdle for him to go, but he could claim best pound-for-pound fighter if he gets over Ennis. I don't think him and Davis will ever fight. Him and Tank Davis will never fight simply because of the weight classes. So you'll have to compare them from a distance.
Now, what Crawford has accomplished was undisputed champion in two weight divisions.
Listen, Crawford was welterweight from one federation. Spence had belts from all three, WBA, WBC, IBF.
Right.
Crawford has all the belts in the welterweight division right now, all four.
Right. But he was also undisputed, I think, in middleweight or junior or something else.
Might have been junior welterweight or junior welterweight, maybe. I don't think he's ever fought anything heavier than welterweight.
Yeah. I was very impressed with him. And the referee stopped that fight in time because he was about to put a pound.
You know, you see certain things.
And you don't see them.
And one is Swaggy P. At the USC alumni game. You remember Swaggy P used to play for the Lakers, right?
Yeah, I remember him.
So why is this dude going to the alumni game wearing jean shorts?
He actually gone to the scrimmage in jean shorts. There was suspect about him from back then. You won't cause problems. Let's move on.
Completely alone. But if you look at some of the NBA offseason moves, there's still some free agents left out there. lingering around, yeah. Pearly.
Yeah.
Heard
yeah.
any news on any of them?
Yeah.
I know right now Christian Wood is still out there. So hopefully, you know, somebody will sign him. I would like the Lakers to sign him, to tell you the truth. Then you could put AD out there at the power forward and he can shut up. And
I haven't gotten much information on it. I've been trying to look up some information on the Bahamas national basketball team. I understand Buddy, all those guys committed to trying out the playing for
Buddy. Buddy, Kai Jones, and DeAndre Ayton have all committed to play in Argentina.
That's wonderful. We need that. And I think that'll be, because, you know, that'll be good for DeAndre, because he needs to improve his image.
Yep.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy they're doing it. And I think that team could make a little run.
Yeah, they could. They could. We could play for some respectability in that, man.
Americans.
We got to see how it pans out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the NBA in-season tournament, Pearly?
I haven't bought into that yet.
Well, if you look over in the West Group A, okay, it's crazy. The group consists of three playoff teams, the number 2 seed Memphis Grizzlies, the number 4 seed Phoenix Suns, and the number 7 seed Los Angeles Lakers.
I haven't bought into that yet.
However, it was the Portland Trailblazers that had the best record in head-to-head matches among the 5 teams in this group last season. So what a group. The Blazers, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the Suns, and the Jazz are in one in-season tournament bracket.
But that's all in, almost all in one division. Almost all in
that's
one.
That's from the West. Division. And then if you look over at the East in Group A, let's have a gander at that. You have
what it looked like to me is that the big guns will eliminate each other, and then some
Cinderella might get in there, because in this division you got Philadelphia, Atlanta, Cleveland, Indiana, and Detroit. Looks like this division is set for the Sixers to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's set in that Boston and them will beat up on each other, and then some little jokey team will probably come and win the in-season tournament.
Well, they've announced now the East Group B. They haven't introduced the West Group B. But this group is headlined by 3 playoff teams. The Milwaukee Bucks, the number 5 seeded New York Knicks from last year's playoffs, and the number 8 seeded Miami Heat. This is a loaded division. And they also have the Wizards and the Hornets in there just to show up. That's 2 chalks who they could throw in there to get beat up on.
I think Tommy Pham has been traded. They didn't say where, though. They say he focused in the manager's
office and said he's gone?
Left and street closed. No word as to where he's gone yet.
So now we need to look at that. Tommy Pham. It might be to you guys, Pearly.
We could use a left. We could use a left fielder, but I don't know.
Okay. I think he went to the Padres.
We going back home then?
No, this, no. Let me double check this. He was traded. Where are they trading him from right now, Pearly?
He's in New York, eh?
I'm trying to see right now.
He's in New York.
They haven't said any, Yeah, he's been traded the last couple of years, so this is nothing new to him, but obviously, wow. A day ago, you got...
I never wanted him there, so that don't bother me at all.
But he has been traded, but they haven't said to where.
They'll announce that in a minute.
It's going to pop up in a minute, because it's literally just been done.
Yeah.
So you never know, he might end up back home in L.A. with you guys, man.
Let's see what happens.
Pearly, come on. You know you're excited. All kind of Dodgers coming back home, man.
Yeah, but I wasn't a big fan of his, so that's all right.
Why you don't like him so?
I just didn't. My spit didn't take there from when he was here.
Okay. I know how that is when my spirit don't take to a player. I know. I'll call no names, but I know.
Okay.
So let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back. We'll talk some more sports. We'll get into some NFL, and we'll get you ready for the Final 10 with Rich Eisen or Colin Cowherd. We haven't decided if we're going to take you home yet today, but we'll figure it out. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Shop early to get your uniforms and get Janae's Uniform Centers buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're up into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:35 p.m. is the time. Talking some NFL now with Pearly.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
St. Fahm may end up in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All of that for Minnesota?
Minnesota, and they in the playoffs?
They are. That is true.
So, I mean, that's a good move for them. You know, that division ain't the best division, so that's a good run for them.
It is. It is a weak division.
Yeah.
We'll be switching to NFL, Pearly.
Yeah. All right.
And here's, according to Cynthia Freudin from the NFL Network, here are her top five wide receivers to break out in 2023.
Okay.
So, you know, from a fantasy perspective, this might be a little tidbit. Some fantasy players might be interested in hearing. And there's a couple of names on there that are going to jump right out.
I'm listening.
Okay, here's a text that just came through. Naughty, you think JJ is happy. I'm even happier. You know why? Verlander didn't go to the choking Dodgers. Pearly wanted Verlander, and he didn't get him. Ha, 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 ha. LOLOL. LOLOL.
I'm not going to even comment, Jeff. I'm not going to comment.
All right. who she has a number for. It makes a lot of sense. John Metchie III, remember? He was with had leukemia, diagnosed with leukemia last year with Houston. Didn't play until maybe the end of the season. Got in a game. And I think he missed his entire rookie season, as a matter of fact. He missed his entire rookie season, but he's now back in action, and apparently he's been turning heads at Texas training camp, and he seems inspired. He's inspiring his team, and he could step up and become the number one on that team, especially with C.J. Stroud stepping in as the number one quarterback.
They got a good quarterback.
They got a good combination. They got something to work with. Both come from great college programs. All right, and what helps is Michi can play the third. He can play the slot, or he can play the outside.
Yeah.
So he's a weapon. I like this pick here at number five. Keep an eye on him there, and he's worth drafting in the drafts in the later rounds because he could end up being an awesome flex for somebody all season long.
Or a bye week somebody who started.
Correct. Here's somebody that I think should catch a lot of balls, especially with the way Atlanta's going, and that's Drake London.
Yeah, Atlanta's going to be a very big improved team this year.
What was surprising is London posted the third highest target share among all NFL receivers last season. Only trailing your Tyreek Hill, 30.2 per game, and Davante Adams, 32.3. But London was a robust 29.2 for number three.
That's interesting.
The team started multiple quarterbacks and finished 7-10. London's targets were generally more quantity than quality. With a clean bill of health for the pass-catching core this season, he should be the lead dog. And especially with Bijan Robinson at running back taking some pressure off of.
We'll wait to see.
So we'll see how that happens, in Atlanta. But they have stuff in place. Now, here's somebody that decided to show his bungee against the Cowboys last year, And then let everybody know he'd arrived, and that's Christian Watson in the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
All right, and I think he might be the one to accelerate the most, considering they have a new quarterback in Green Bay. They need to find somebody new.
Lean on each other. They're going to lean on each other.
Correct. Now, according to Pro Football Focus, Watson's average of 6.4 yards after catch or per reception ranked fourth in the league among receivers with at least 40 catches. The top three were Jalen Waddle of the Dolphins, 6.7, Rondell Moore, 7.1, and Debo Samuel, 9.6. Watson also ranked second in contested catch rate at 75%, behind only Darnell Mooney, 83.3% of the Chicago Bears. So there's potential there. Now, here's something that's kind of surprising to me at number two. Now, he showed flashes last year, but he was injured a lot. But apparently, Jahan Dotson, the second-year receiver for the Washington Redskins, is somebody.
I didn't hear his name in a long time.
But he was a stud coming out. And early last year, remember, he made some catches. He was in the conversation, then had the ankle injury, then had the hamstring injury. He's a great first down. He gets first downs.
Yeah.
He moves the chains. So in that Washington offense, he could become a solid possession receiver because we know scary Terry McLaurin is the outside threat.
Okay.
I don't know. The jury is majorly out on this Jahan number two. You know what I mean, Pearly?
I don't see it, but now, I could be wrong. I haven't paid any attention to him, so I can't tell you much about him. So I could be wrong, but I don't see it.
Number one on her list, and it makes a lot of sense. And both of us were high on this guy last year because he fell to the second round in the draft. And we said when Pittsburgh drafted him, they got a stud receiver. I'm talking about George Pickens.
Yes.
Now, I think him and Pickett, the quarterback, I think they got chemistry together. All right?
Yes.
Because they came in together. The addition of Allen Robinson to go along with who they do have there already, and Deontay Johnson kind of makes it, a decent receiving core. He quietly could become the number one receiver in that group because of the chemistry with Pickens.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, he's 6'3". He hauled in 19 to 28 contested catches, 67.9%, that ranked third among qualified receivers.
die bad.
And only two players had more contested catches and pickings. Justin Jefferson, 22 of 40, a 55% rate. And DK Metcalf, 24 of 47, a 51.1% rate. And Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf, both Pro Bowlers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, both, yeah. Joe Jefferson, number one wide receiver, considered the number one wide receiver.
When you look at it, Pickens is not in bad company right there. And speaking of another Pittsburgh Steeler, apparently Joey Porter Jr., their you know, primetime cornerback who they drafted this year, apparently he's doing work. And apparently he's getting high grades from Patrick Peterson, and they could say that it could be a Peterson-Porter combination as the starting corners for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh, I know it'll be like that.
I know
like
he hot up for that.
You know, Joey, he got a good pedigree, you know. So when he was drafted, I expected good things out of him. I thought Pittsburgh made a good move in picking him. So let's see what happens. They still think of win their division, but that's all right.
No, I don't think they win that division either.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
Who, the Steelers?
I don't think they make the playoffs.
No, I think they improve. I think they play spoiler in the division, but I don't think they make the playoffs either.
They can't. Too much. The AFC East alone may put three teams in the playoffs.
Boy, I don't know.
That's a possibility.
It could be a possibility. Which division are you talking about? The East?
AFC East. They could put three teams: Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets.
They could possibly make all three.
Yeah. Particularly if Tua stays healthy. Then if Tua stays healthy, the AFC East can be so sweet to watch.
That will be a very sweet division, especially those division games.
Yes. Yes. You know, we'll see.
We'll definitely see. I think the division games in the AFC East can be outstanding this year. I think there's going
to
be.
I'm looking forward to those games. I'm looking forward to Dallas and the Eagles play. There's the games I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Baltimore and Cincinnati. These are the kind of games I think are really big time games this season.
I think you may be right there, Pearly. Those are going to be some really good games. Let's check out the baseball schedule today so we can get our picks in. And I talked to Big Eddie at the Island Game. And guess what? The Island Game is going to do a fantasy portion this year.
Tell Eddie, write up that contract, because I'm going to be a part owner of that company.
Pearly, you have a good shot at fantasy, brother.
I
personally cannot participate because, you know, they sponsor my show, but I could offer you a whole hell of a... I know you know how to divide.
Oh, I do.
You went to SAC.
I know how to win fantasy leagues too, though.
Of course. But, you know, you get another big winner like me, you know, as your consultant. We can't go wrong, brother.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
Because nobody could wake you up at 3 a.m. and say, get this dude off waivers because nobody sees it and go scoop him up now. And then everybody wake up at 8 a.m. all mad and upset at Pearly. Because why? Pearly got that inside tip.
Hey.
All right, so here we go. Let's look who we like tonight. The Marlins and the Phillies, man. The Phillies look like they're playing hard ball. You were right yesterday. Phillies ended up losing too, but winning last night.
Yeah, but I think the Marlins will take them tonight.
I like the Marlins to rebound tonight. The Yankees and the Rays, I like the Yankees to rebound tonight as well too.
I'm pretty much giving up on y'all, but you know. Because and Eflin pitching tonight for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah, we're going with Tampa Bay. I can't lose money on the Yankees. I got to drive in. And that means bet against them. Pirates and the Tigers. I like the Pirates in this one. They've been playing hard ball lately.
Yeah, I like the Pirates.
The Nationals and the Brewers. The Nationals got one last night. I like the Brewers to rebound tonight.
Yes, they need to.
Blue Jays and the Orioles, man. My parlay was set last night, man. I had 6 out of 7 Stone Cold Luck. I had Baltimore and stinking Toronto to go over 6.5, and they ended on 6.
Oh boy,
lost by half a run, man. That one sucked.
But Baltimore is really impressing me. They are really impressing me.
Braves and the Angels. I like the Braves to win that one.
I think I go with the Angels. The Angels got they trying to prove something. I think the Angels take them tonight.
Cardinals and the Twins. I like the Twins to get it done because they're playing for playoff positioning. Rangers and the White Sox. I like the Rangers to get that done tonight.
Yeah.
Reds and the Cubs. You can't go against Ellie De La Cruz and the Hot Reds right now. They playing hot ball.
All night.
Royals and the Mets. I like the Mets in this one. They're just a better of two crappy teams.
You like the Mets in this one tonight?
Over the Royals. They're the best of two crappy teams.
What's going on with Zach Greinke? 1-11?
Garbage. Can't get no kind of runs.
Boy, okay.
Astros and Guardians. Astros.
Astros.
Padres and Rockies. I like the Padres. Mariners and the Red Sox. I like the Mariners.
I like the Red Sox tonight. They're low throwing for them.
Giants and the Diamondbacks. I like the Giants tonight. And y'all got the A's.
Giants walk off on them last night, right?
Yeah, and y'all got the A's tonight, so I like the Dodgers over the A's.
Yeah, I think Lance Lynn, he's happy to be in a new environment. I think he should pitch a good game tonight. He should get me but 10 strikeouts. Free jumbo jacks.
There you go. So that right there will get us to the break there, Pearly. All right, because we got Colin Cowherd taking us home tonight. And apparently the Heat have revealed another trade package for Damian Lillard.
Ah, Lord.
The Heat really want Lillard, and Lillard really want the Heat. You know, this is a bad courtship now, boy. It's obvious they won't be together, so put them together.
Yeah, but I don't blame Portland. Hold out for what you could get. You can't just give up that superstar and then end up in nothing.
No, I agree.
Hold out for what you could get. Hold out for what you could get. I don't blame you. Fight it all the way to the end, and I support Portland on that move.
We'll check out Colin Cowherd's breakdown on the flip side of the break, but I appreciate you, Pearly. Good stuff as always, and hopefully your Dodgers don't let you down tonight.
That'll be all right.
I can't say the same for my Yankees. I just can stay quiet and hold my corner.
Oh, boy.
Knowing that Hank Steinbrenner going to break out the checkbook in the offseason. Thank you, Jesus.
You hope.
He could break it out. Trust me. And he can spend.
You're hoping.
He can spend. We don't go 2-3 years like this without him breaking the checkbook coming.
That's true. We'll see.
All right, man. Good stuff. Everybody who chimed in today, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home with the latest on the daily Damian Lillard trade update to the Miami Heat. The latest offer on the table. Could he be a Miami Heat member by the end of this NBA offseason? Who knows? Colin Cowherd will give you the latest, and we and Pearly will check you tomorrow right here for the August 2nd edition of Talking Heads, which will be on a Wednesday. And don't forget, we're now 30 days away from my birthday. Thank you very much. Have a great one.
Later.
Don't forget that date, Pearly.
I can't. You can remind me every day.
You darn right. Let's get to the break, okay. Mr. Producer.
Later.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken, the KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, refried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it can good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 6.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talked NBA for a while, and we don't for the next 5 months, but this was interesting. According to Shams Charania, the Miami Heat have been preparing a trade package for Damian Lillard, which includes, according to Shams, four first-round picks, second-round picks, and potentially a young player. Now, it's also potential pick swaps. That could be useless. You want pick swaps from terrible teams. Miami's not terrible. They would also include, I would imagine, Kyle Lowry in this. Expiring contract, makes a ton of money. You got to put a big contract in there. Kyle Lowry's the obvious one. So it's going to be 3 to 4 first-round picks, some second-round picks, a good young player, and Kyle Lowry. And I think Portland and Miami. I'm completely fine with that. It puts pressure on the Blazers scouts. Well, they've been pretty good. Anthony Simons, 24th pick. Shaedon Sharpe, 7th. They've been pretty good. So it also works on the Blazers timeline. Go to the Instagram account for the Blazers this morning. They got young guys on that and Nurkic, right? Like we know what they're doing here. You got Scoot Henderson's 19 years old. Shaedon Sharpe's 20. Anthony Simons is 24. So if I can get a young player and a bunch of draft picks, I've said this before. When you make an NBA trade, lose the star, whatever team it is, Shaq to the Heat, you're going to lose the trade for the first 2 years. Can you win for the next 6 to 7 after that? The Lakers knew when they split Shaq and Kobe up, first couple of years, Shaq was going to win and win big. Kobe didn't have a running mate. They had to wait to make a deal. So they knew for 2 years, but they knew that Kobe was in better shape. He was mobile, didn't have feet problems. So they knew by year 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, going forward, the Lakers felt we made the right choice. For the first 2 years, Butler, Damon, Bam, with Eric Spoelstra, potentially, and certainly vie for it. But Damian's now 33. He's had some injuries. He's a smaller player. He'll be out of his comfort zone. He'll be in a new franchise. I'm sure he'll still be great. But it's not like Portland was a championship team with him. Didn't they average like 32 a game last year? They were 9 games from the play-in game. That's with Dame. So if this is the package, which is 3 to 4 first-round picks, a couple of second-round picks, a good young player, forget the pick swaps, and Kyle Lowry's contract, I'm great with it. You're going to lose the first 2 years of this deal anyway if you're Portland. Who gives a rip? Go win years 3 to 8. That's what you do when you lose a star. And by the way, you got a lot out of Dame. You sold a lot of tickets. You kept your fan base loyal. They still sell out. You didn't win a championship. You got some playoff wins. But the future for Portland's incredibly bright. Everything works on your timeline for Scoot, Anthony Simons, Shaedon Sharpe. I've always thought Nurkic is an undervalued player. He's had some injury issues, but he's good big. So if that's the deal, I'd make that deal and have no problem. Scouts, this is what we pay you for. Go hit on those second and first round picks. I mean, Portland's going to have their picks. They're not going to be great because they're so young for years. So it's very possible Portland's going to be drafting somewhere between 9 and 13 and take Miami's picks at the bottom of the first round. You get 3 straight years of 2 first round picks if you hit on 3 of the 6 with the guys you have and the guy Miami gave you. That's pretty exciting. If I could have Nurkic, a good young player for Miami, 6 draft picks in 3 years, and I hit on half with Simons, Sharp, and Scoot. That's a playoff team. That's a big-time team. So I'd make that deal. When's the last time you looked at your tires? I mean, really looked at your tires. Are they low? Well, bad for fuel economy and bad for safety. Go to TireRack.com. Full line right now of Firestone tires. Whenever you sign up at TireRack.com, they ship them fast and they ship them free to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. They may come to your work or home. Total convenience, total game changer, and put them on there. 40 years of crushing it the way tire buying should be. Go to TireRack.com/Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Also, 2 years free road hazard protection. Doesn't matter how new those tires are, you run over potholes, construction, winter roads, screws, nails. 2 years free road hazard protection. The way tire buying should be and is at TireRack. Oh, almost too much of a show today. I feel like I'm spoiling you. Live in Los Angeles on a Tuesday, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening or watching, lots of choices. Thanks for making us part of your day. A bonanza of stuff today. Honestly, maybe I should scale back. I feel like you're getting ice cream for breakfast. The show needs more broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Vegetables for the kids. All right, J-Mac, we got a lot to talk about today. And I like the inside of players, but a lot of players play the game. They don't necessarily watch the game or know the game. We kind of know that. Over the course of time, you interview players. Mm-hmm. Some play it, some think it. Some watch it, some know it. Some just play it. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll start the show today with the NFL Top 100 list, voted on by the players exclusively. I'm not bothered that Kirk Cousins rose 57 spots and is now ahead of Aaron Rodgers. We know that's not the case. We know there's not a single GM in the league that thinks Cousins is better than Aaron Rodgers. But he had a big year. Players look at the standings and go, oh, Kirk is humming. No, it's the fact that Justin Fields is ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Players aren't watching the games. Or that Dak now is way ahead of Lamar Jackson. So here's the thing about athletes. NFL players are not watching Red Zone. They're playing the games. They're not doing deep dives on PFF or Warren Sharp's analytics. That's what we do. They're watching highlights. And so if you're a highlight guy, you'll go up the chart. And the truth is they're watching film of the next guy they face. A tackle's watching the edge rusher. Joey Bosa played six games last year. Six games. He's rated ahead of Trevor Lawrence. They're not watching Jags games, apparently. Trevor Lawrence is really good, top 10 quarterback, and led a pretty anemic franchise to the playoffs and a win with a heroic second-half comeback. Dak missed five games. Lamar Jackson, who's better than Dak, missed five games. And yet Lamar's injury was talked about a lot more, and so he plummeted in the standings. Well, Dak missed five games, and the Cowboys went 4-1 when Dak was out. Did you watch the Ravens' offense when Lamar was missing? It dried up. 24 points a game to 13. Basically 50% of the offense left. Dak left. Cooper Kush filled in. Cooper Rush filled in. It was the same team. They're not watching the games. And it's not their job. Their job is to play the games. Some guys play it, some guys play it, think it, some guys watch it, some guys just watch their position. But Lonzo Ball got four All-Star votes this past year. He didn't play a single game. Joey Bosa played six games. The other thing is athletes, and I understand this, tend to overvalue sheer athleticism. If you got hops, if you got handles, if you can bust, you know, a run, if you got speed, players love sheer athleticism, overvalue it. LeBron James, one of the smartest players of my life, one of the absolute smartest basketball players I've ever seen play, thought Russell Westbrook would work. Westbrook's hyper-athletic. Players love a Zach LaVine. He's not a winning player. Players love people that play above the rim in NBA basketball. They love the dunk contest. Baseball players love the home run derby. NFL players love sheer athleticism. It's more than that. That's why if I was a GM, very rarely would I listen to a player's perspective. You can get a veteran player and just, you know, go ask him. Is he soft? Is he tough? What do you hear in the league? I think that has value. The old Draymond Green guys you can lean on, been around. Who do you struggle to defend? You can go to a great offensive player. Hey, man, who gives you fits? I think you can go sometimes to an offensive tackle and go, hey, man, we're looking at this rush end. How hard is he to block? I think there's value in all that stuff. But players aren't paying attention. They're not grading and watching Warren Sharp and PFF and the Red Zone, and that is not their job. It's why I bring athletes on the show, but we're picky. Increasingly picky. Dak and Lamar, you got to be kidding me. Justin Fields' highlights are great. You think he's better than Trevor Lawrence? Come on now. Joey Bosa barely played last year. But nobody watches Jacksonville. And you can see in these players' lists. I got nothing against Kirk Cousins. But he rose 57.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.